The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
People who undergo knee replacement surgery are often overweight. No surprise, since arthritis in their knees made it painful to move, so exercise was a misery. Once they had new bionic knees, many doctors figured those patients would be more active and lose weight. But Dan Riddle, a professor of physical therapy and orthopedic surgery at Virginia Commonwealth University, says that's not the case.
We didn't investigate the whys, we just found the what. And the what is that patients who get knee replacement surgery are at substantial increased risk of what we define as clinically important weight gain, which is a weight gain of 5% or more of a person's body weight.
Working with colleagues at the Mayo Clinic, Riddle studied the records of about 900 patients and found they were 70% more likely to gain weight than people of the same age who didn't have surgery.
These patients, first of all, have severe arthritis, which obviously has been treated surgically, but that doesn't mean that they don't have arthritis in other joints, and they are likely to. Most patients who get knee replacement surgery complain of pain in other joints.
The extra weight means they're at greater risk for heart disease, diabetes, and the need for another knee replacement surgery. The findings are published in the journal Arthritis Care and Research. Riddle is also recruiting patients for a new study, which could help patients with pain after joint replacement.
There is about 20 to 30% of individuals who get knee replacement surgery who have very difficult time coping with pain. They tend to ruminate about their pain. They tend to feel helpless. They can think about almost nothing other than their pain. And this, of course, has fairly devastating consequences in terms of mobility and function and social life.
The idea is to give these patients coping skills that could make them feel more comfortable, less likely to obsess and become inactive.
We've got psychologists involved in our study, and they're training physical therapists to deliver a pain coping skills training intervention.
In addition to recruiting patients at VCU, the study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, will enroll patients at Duke, Wake Forest, and Southern Illinois University. I'm Sandy Houseman.